Well, today, October 13th, is the anniversary of the great miracle at Fatima. October 13th, 1917. Well, what happened on that day? Well, Our Lady had been appearing to the children of Fatima from May 13th, every 13th of the month. And Our Lady said, "Tell the people to come to Fatima on October 13th, and there will be a great sign, a great miracle will occur." And so the word spread, and that day 70,000 people showed up at the Fatima site. And the night before, it had been pouring rain. The whole field was covered in water and mud. But the people walked, some of them 10, 20, 30 miles to get to Fatima to be there on the 13th. And as Lucia and Jacinto and Francisco prayed the rosary, Lucia pointed up to the heavens and the clouds parted, the rain stopped, and the sky opened and the sun appeared. And the sun began to move, began to pulsate and move in the sky, and it appeared to be crashing down to earth. And this occurred three times during a 12-minute period. The people were terrified. They thought it was the end of the world. They looked down and the field was completely dry. All their clothes were dry. People were healed. Many of the deaf could now hear. The blind could see. The crippled could walk. Many people, because the sun was hurling down at them, thought it was the end of the world. They began to confess their sins out loud. They began to shout out the act of contrition. And many of them, of the hardened sinners, were converted by our Blessed Mother. And then, as the sun finished moving in the sky, and it was pulled back, and then the miracle ceased. But it was witnessed by 70,000 people. Even the secular socialist newspaper in Fatima reported it the next day. And this miracle could be seen not just by, let's say, the 50,000 that were in the field, but also by another 20,000 on the outskirts of the field and throughout the town. What's so unique about this miracle is that in the history of the world, they say there has only been two miracles that had been predicted where the exact date and time it would take place. And the first one was the resurrection. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will build it up." The Lord predicted His own resurrection on Easter morn. He would die on Good Friday, but He would rise from the dead on Easter Sunday. And the second time in history where a miracle was predicted that would come about at an exact place, an exact day, an exact time, was today's anniversary, October 13th, 1917. The great and culminating miracle of the sun, which confirmed the apparitions from our Blessed Mother to the children. Well, what is the message of Fatima, and how can we apply this to our daily life? Well, you could summarize the message of Fatima into a few points. One is prayer and penance. Prayer and penance. And the prayer that our Blessed Mother asked for was the Holy Rosary. She asked each of us to pray the Rosary every day. Every day, for peace in the world. At that time, World War I was raging, and once people began to pray the rosary, the war was brought to a conclusion. So pray the rosary. It is our most powerful weapon. It is our most powerful prayer. And I think with our country, over the next couple weeks, praying for the election, praying for our country is the number one priority that we should offer our rosary for. So pray for the end of abortion, pray for our country, pray for the election. So pray the rosary every day. It is the month of the rosary. October is Our Lady's month, the month of the rosary. And so at Fatima, the Blessed Mother said time and time again, pray the rosary every day. Another message of Fatima was to do penance, make sacrifices, pray for the conversion of poor sinners, pray for the salvation of souls, and pray in reparation for all the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the angel of peace, the angel of Portugal that appeared to the children before our Blessed Mother, taught the children to do Eucharistic adoration. So the angel told the children to prepare them for the visitation of the Blessed Mother to spend time in Eucharistic adoration and reparation, and to make reparation for all the sins which offend Almighty God. And then the message of Fatima is to consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother, to her Immaculate Heart, to consecrate ourselves, our families, our countries to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we should be doing this as well. The Blessed Mother taught us many prayers at Fatima. As you know, on July 13th, the children were transported to a vision of hell where they saw these souls in hell, tormented and suffering. Our Lady said, pray this prayer. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. What a beautiful prayer that is, a very powerful prayer. You can say it many times a day. Our Lady said, when you're going through a difficult time and are making a sacrifice, say, Blessed Mother, I offer you this sacrifice in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the conversion of sinners, and the salvation of souls. So again, beautiful prayers of Fatima. So I encourage you today on this feast day to learn and read about the message of Fatima. Go online and type in the Fatima apparitions. Learn about the Fatima apparitions. Learn about the messages of Fatima. But above all, live the message of Fatima, which is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Prayer and penance, praying for the conversion of sinners, trying to save souls from hell, and consecrating ourselves to Jesus through our Blessed Mother.